biased spectators who come out there to see us. They're ever so faithful. I mean, we've been running for over 20 years. We started in Shelbourne Park. And when we were in Shelbourne Park, we used to mainly race. Now, I wasn't in Shelbourne Park. I was only a baby at the time.
A nipper?
But I was only a nipper. I was going around on somebody else's bicycle at the time. But to sort of level it out for your average everyday guy, from the time stock car racing started, we've had thousands upon thousands of different members, drivers and what have you. Excuse me. And you get to a stage, I suppose, whereby you get married and things might sort of... all the money might not be there and the missus might not be too pushed about you putting all the wages into a stock car. But it's not a very expensive sport. You know, you spend your money once and that's it, you know. But, I mean, we've had... When we moved to Santry, we weren't too long in Santry now when young Derek Daly came out racing with us.
Really? So he's been involved as well?
Well, this is sort of where he began, you know.
I'm going to cut across you. We're going to play a little bit more music. But before we do, if somebody is interested in getting involved in stock car racing, should they contact you?
Well, they can contact us any Tuesday night in the Granby Bar.
In the Granby Bar? In person?
In person.
Will you have your meetings?
Without a doubt, yeah, any Tuesday night. Or if they want to get us out at the track, they can get us on the track every Sunday between 3:30 and 6:30.
There you go. If there's anybody out there who wants to vent their aggression by going around in almost an armoured car, knocking people off the track. But it's a serious business. Get in contact with the lads there in the Granby Bar any Tuesday night or any Sunday at the track. We're going to take a break from music and we'll be back to discuss, in fact, forthcoming details of a race involving the Nova DJs out on the actual track there in Santry. But in the meantime, here is Patrick Simmons and Have You Seen Her?
Oh,
a lovely soft sound there of Patrick Simmons and Have You Seen Her? Easy listening music at Magic 103. The time is now just after 3:30. It's time for a news update. The Minister for Defence, Mr. Patrick Cooney, said today there will be a strong government protest against the attack on the top Irish officer in Lebanon by Israeli-led militiamen. Mr. Cooney said that Irish soldiers had been molested and that this situation was totally unacceptable. He said the assault was doubly unfortunate as it had taken place whilst the President of Israel, Dr. Chaim Herzog, was on a state visit to this country. Garthy have now boarded the trawler Marita Ann at Finet Harbour. There's been an overnight standoff since yesterday's violent clashes between crew members and a Navy boarding party. The crew on the boat were suspected of illegal fishing. Today's boarding party at Finet Harbour included a fisheries officer and the inspecting party searched the boat. A 16-year-old Dublin youth has been charged with manslaughter following a car crash last night in which a 62-year-old widow was killed. The youth has also been charged with the unauthorised taking of a car in Rush County, Dublin, and with dangerous driving, causing the death of Mrs. Bridget Fitzpatrick of Brockwood Road in Artane. A second youth has been charged with allowing himself to be carried in the car and knowing it to have been stolen. A third youth, who is presently out on bail, is still in the Mater Hospital where he's been treated for his injuries. A Newry man has appeared before a special court in the town, charged with the murder of Eugene Francis Mulholland. That's the 42-year-old Oma man whose body was found in a Newry car park on Tuesday morning. 19-year-old Anthony Gerard McVie, of no fixed address, was remanded in custody to Belfast Magistrates Court at the end of the month. Finally, an item of international news just off the press wire. A bomb exploded today at Frankfurt International Airport, killing at least one person and injuring several others. Too seriously, the police have said. That's the half-hour Magic News update. The main world news will feature in ABC Network News at 4 o'clock. Magic is the music. Magic 103.
Hey, John, did you hear about the guy who went into the Gresham looking for a suite with a view?
No, Bob. What happened?
They gave him a Polo Mint.
They put some empty bubbles on the billboards above the heads of me and Johnny Clark. And everybody wondered what the game was.
4 weeks Chris Carey kept two in the dark.
To John, what did I say? You heard it every night and day.
It drove you mad from host to castle bar.
Then Chris revealed his plan. Some lucky Nova fan would drive away a brand new Opel car. With bubbles, funny bubbles, they came floating in.
And some were a sin.
They went in the bin.
There were the funny ones, the punny ones.
Some made us go green.
And some of them were totally obscene.
There were sacks full of cracks full of slags on my nags.
Some ancient old gags
from Trinity Rags.
And there were even some blanks.
We got the hint, thanks.
Those funny bubbles all full of hot air.
I got a new pair of glasses from the optimist today.
Don't you mean an optician?
No, optimist. He thinks he'll get paid for them.
And so the time arrived to pick some winners from bubbles that came in from far and wide. 12 finalists, their choice of story spinners. The panel of DJs had to decide. For Greg and Tony and the Haitian, it was no easy job. Through hundreds of those things they had to plow. They labored through the day.
Then we heard Colin say, "Please take those chains off, Chris, we've got them now."
12 bubbles, good bubbles, the best of the lot. 12 finalists you've got, they've hit the jackpot. They filled some dead air and nearly 10 grand they share in bubbling Dublin and Louth and Kildare. Oh, it's finally done. So thanks everyone for funny bubbles. Those bubbles are fun.
Yeah, that's the latest epic by Bob Gallico, ably assisted by Tony Allen and even John Clark doing a bit of talking and Colm Hayes making an effort. I'm afraid that's the best way I can describe it, at singing. And that's a song about the Funny Bubbles competition, in which a lucky man from Tipperary drove away in the Opel Corsa and perhaps headed straight to the nearest steel foundry to put on some steel bars and go down to the stock cars. We're talking to Robert Lawler, who's the PRO for the Irish Stock Car Club. I keep on having to remind myself. I think I got it right again, Robert, did I?
True.
Okay. Now, what I'd like to do, Robert, is go a little bit further into discussing how exactly the ordinary man on the street, few bob to spare, not £1 million to spare, and he's looking for a bit of excitement at the weekend. He's perhaps drawn to the stock car business. How does he go about it?
Well, as I spoke to you earlier on, I take my case, for instance. I saw a car at the side of the road. I knocked at the door and I ended up doing a nice little deal for myself with the owner of the car. And because I can walk on my own car, it was probably somewhat easier for me. But the general potential stock car member, he'd be best if he got his car that was running, you know, just for starters. Because, I mean, when you get out on the Irish stock car racing track, you have a problem whereby you don't know who's going to hit you. Mm-hmm. You don't know when they're going to hit you, you know. So,
It sounds to me like the guy needs to be a bit of a mechanic and a bit of a panel beater at the same time.
Well, panel beating, it wouldn't really come into it because it's too late then, you see, by the time we're finished, you know. But mechanically minded, yes, possibly, because it could save you a lot. But if your friends are mechanically minded, you wouldn't have a problem, because it's generally just your everyday engine. It's just when you get somewhat further in the sport, you tend to look for the better class of engine. But if your friends are mechanically minded, I'm sure they'd be willing to help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and if a driver gets himself a car and he wants to come racing and he doesn't know anything about the car, he can approach the Irish Stock Car Racing Club, and there are many members in the club who would be only too happy to assist him in the assembly of the car,
right,
and getting it ready. Like, we have a fairly straightforward set of rules for new drivers, you know.
He'll have to have a car. He will have to have a car.
We'll have to supply his own car. And yeah, if he approaches us, if he has a problem whereby he cannot do his own mechanics and general work, there are a few other lads, including myself, who will help to get his car ready for him, you know. And then generally what he does is he comes out every Sunday and he races. And providing his car is safe, like in the banger class, for instance, he's got to have a crash bar at the side of his car, mm-hmm, on his driver's side, in the event of him getting a smack on the driver's side to protect him. He's got to have a full race harness. This means whereby if he crashes into somebody at a fair speed, he won't go flying out through the windscreen.
So it's more sophisticated than simply just a safety belt.
Yeah, somewhat more, you know. So we would have him then on the track, and he would be sort of we'd keep an eye on him to make sure he doesn't come to any harm. And after a couple of weeks, he gets the general idea that he's not playing tiddlywinks, you know, he's out there for the business.
Yeah.
And without a doubt, he'll enjoy himself. And
if he shows promise, I mean, there's nothing to stop him from going on and taking driving quite seriously. I mean, he can move, presumably, from stock car racing to whatever kind of racing he wants.
Oh, without a doubt. But I never intend to move to another class of racing, because I don't see myself ever being able to afford another class of racing anyway.
Right.
But the thrill that I get from stock car racing is total freedom on wheels to do what I want to do. If I have a problem from the time I started, if I had a problem with a driver 16 years ago, this fella may have hit me. Well, I didn't get him back yet.
Yes.
But, I'm still biding my time, sort of. And all of this is in your mind, you see. And when you get onto the track, like, admittedly, your feet shake.
Yeah.
Because I know my feet shook, you know. And I know every other new driver, his feet shake too, you see. And I'm wondering what these guys behind him and these guys in front of him are going to do to him, you know.
Yeah, well,
the imagination
like you,
runs riot,
with
you know.
Somebody like you in the track, I'm not surprised. Remembering somebody hitting you 16 years
but
ago.
But we do tend to take care of our new drivers,
yeah,
you know. We do, because, like, we are totally responsible for him, you know.
So if anybody wants to contact you, it's the Granby on
the
Tuesday.
The Granby on Tuesday nights, yeah, or on the track. And
bring down the old banger.
Well, like, if he's got his tax, road tax and insurance organised, he can drive his banger down, yeah, and we'll take a look at it for him. Otherwise, yeah, let him tow it out to the track and we'll take a look for him, you know.
I want to turn back to Morris for a moment and discuss. Apparently, Morris, you were telling me as we were talking during the last record that there's a thing coming up where the Nova DJs are going to have a race on the go-kart track. Is that correct?
Yes, but it's during stock car on Sundays. They'll be actually racing stock cars.
Oh, it's not go-kart racing, it's
no,
stock car racing.
They'll be racing the go-karts.
And they'll be supplied with cars, will they?
I understand it, yes. As I understand it, the stock car members, six of them, are going to give them their cars as they did last year and the year before. And they will race against themselves, not against the stock car drivers. This then hopefully will be followed in a fortnight after that.
Yeah, two to 3 weeks later then, we'll have
the Sunshine DJ.
Sunshine DJ.
And later again, there'll be
and
a race between the
again,
two.
We'll put the two of you against each other. Like, we couldn't race against each other. Well, we couldn't go out racing with you.
I know, because you don't
race often enough to get to know the bends in
the track. And presumably there's a lot of technique involved
I mean, when you picture 2 tons of steel at 60 miles an hour and another 2 tons of steel behind it, just to its outside.
Yeah.
And the 2 tons in front get spun around.
Yeah.
Just like a match in water.
Yeah, yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
At 60 miles an hour.
When is this race going to take place with the Nova DJs, do you know?
Well, within 2 weeks. It won't actually be this Sunday because we have some drivers coming from another club up in Cavan, in that area. And they're coming down and they're staying overnight with us. And we race with them then on Sunday. Now, like, there's no problem racing with these guys because they're fairly experienced.
Right.
As most of us are, you know. Yeah. And then hopefully the following week then we'll have the Radio Nova DJs, you know.
You'll keep us informed. You'll let us know. Great stuff. Okay, one or two final questions. I wanted to ask, now we know that it's as low as £1 for go-kart racing and £2.50 for the 9 laps, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Okay, the cost of going to see the stock car racing?
Well, adults pay £2 into the stock car racing. Children, 50 pence.
Right, well, that seems very reasonable.
Well, for an afternoon's entertainment, if you're in any way motor-minded, you know, and, like, this is how a lot of the drivers just started, you know.
And can you be seen racing on a Sunday, Robert?
I'm sorry to say I can, yeah. I'm not always successful, you know. I mean, we take our fair share of punishment.
But you give it your best shot.
Oh, whenever I'm racing, I give everybody the best shot.
Listen, gentlemen, thank you very much indeed for coming in.
Thank you.
I wish you every success, and I hope the Nova boys beat the Sunshine guys.
Thank you very much.
And I'll be out myself. I'm going to have a try at this go-kart thing. I don't think I'm ready for the stock car as yet.
Well, we give you a small one.
The old Fiat 128 wouldn't hold up to it,
I don't think so.
Listen, thank you very much indeed.
Okay. Thank you again.
Bye-bye. Thanks very much.
Bye. We'll continue with a bit of music, and here is Emmylou Harris.
Just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I've squandered my existence on a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises, all lies and jest. Tell the man here's what he wants to hear and disregard the rest. Well, I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy. In the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know.
Steely Dan from the album Gaucho, and that's the title track of the same name. The time is now 3:52, you're tuned to Magic 103. This is an item that caught my eye on the back of the Independent this morning. Obviously, there's a lot of talk about whether we should introduce divorce in this country or not. It's a very serious topic, but it has its light side as well. And reading this on the back of the Independent, perhaps you'll share my slight amusement. Divorce wars are a significant part of the American social scene. With one marriage in three ending in divorce within 5 years, the argument over who gets what when the property is divided is making lawyers richer every day. People fight over amazing things, sighed one legal advisor. The thing couples fight over most, next to the children, is their dogs. What? And apparently, according to the same man, they never fight over cats. So explained the Dallas attorney Rayburn Anderson, who handled several thousand complex divorce cases since 1961. Well, they fight over country club memberships. Men want them for the golf, women want them for the tennis, or to take the kids swimming. Some clubs even have rules to decide who gets the membership following a divorce. Imagine that. The society is so well prepared for divorce that they have all these kind of rules in the clubs. People fight over football stadium season tickets. Husbands want to go to the games. Wife wants to get the tickets so their children can go. But the booby prize went to a Tarrant County, Texas man. The husband suspected his wife was going to get a lot in the divorce, so he converted his assets into cash. And what did he do? He flushed it down the toilet. The judge found out and so awarded the wife the house, and the husband got the cash that he'd flushed away. was from the album The Rose of Tralee, James Last, on a track of the same name. The time is now 3 minutes to 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, we'll have the news, and from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, the same blend of easy listening music, news, views, dedications. Don't forget the telephone number, 606-422, if you want a request played or a dedication to anybody. And in fact, in the next hour, I hope to be discussing a few topics a little bit topical. I'd like to hear your views, so stay tuned. And between 4 and 5, we'll have a blend of the same exciting entertainment. Bringing us up to the news, we have Anne Murray.
Megahertz FM. Easy listening and information for Dublin is Magic 103.
It's 4 o'clock, ABC Network News with Mark Weller. First, the international headlines. The International Red Cross said today it cannot act as an intermediary between the United States and Israel to secure the release of prisoners held by the Israelis as part of efforts to end the Beirut hostage crisis. Spokesman said it's not our mandate to act as an intermediary between two governments who have permanent and direct contacts. The spokesman said the U.S. had formally asked the Red Cross to approach Israel over its intentions concerning the release of some 700 Lebanese Shiite Muslim prisoners in return for about 40 American hostages held in Beirut. The hostages were passengers and crew of a Transworld Airlines plane seized by the Shiite gunmen last Friday on a flight from Athens to Rome. Red Cross ambulances today evacuated wounded from a besieged Palestinian refugee camp in Beirut as fierce fighting raged in South Lebanon between Syrian-backed Muslim and pro-Israeli forces. Eyewitnesses said 12 ambulances collected wounded from inside Burj Al Barana camp in the biggest relief operation there since the Shiite-Palestinian fighting erupted on May the 19th. At least 625 people have been killed, 2,500 people wounded, and hundreds trapped without proper food or medical care as Shiite militiamen and army troops besiege the camps to prevent a resurgence of Palestinian power in Beirut. A bomb exploded today at Frankfurt International Airport, killing at least one person and injuring several others, too seriously, police said. No further details are known as yet. We'll keep you informed as we get them. The main Irish news, a 16-year-old Dublin youth has been charged with manslaughter following a car crash last night in which a 62-year-old widow was killed. The youth has also been charged with the unauthorised taking of a car in Rush County, Dublin, and with dangerous driving, causing the death of Mrs. Bridget Fitzpatrick of Brockwood Road in Artane. A second youth has been charged with allowing himself to be carried in the car and knowing it to have been stolen. A third youth, who is presently out on bail, is still in the Mater Hospital, where he's being treated for his injuries. The main British news, the National Association of Schoolmasters Union of Women's Teachers today named 8 more areas where selective strikes in support of the teachers' pay claim will begin on Monday, June the 24th. It will bring to 49 the total number of local education authority areas where Britain's second largest teachers' union is mounting rolling lightning strikes. The schoolmaster's plan is to make the dispute a vital issue in the Brecon and Radnor by-election at Poyes, one of the new areas where action starts on Monday. The other areas are Cheshire, Cleveland, Coventry, Cumbria, Durham, Gwent and Humberside. Britain Today officially regretted the Soviet Union's lack of courtesy in not allowing the British ambassador to say farewell to the Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko before leaving Moscow. Sir Ian Sutherland left yesterday at the end of his three-year tour of duty. On such occasions, an ambassador normally says goodbye to all the senior officials and ministers, including the foreign minister with whom he has worked. Sir Ian saw only the deputy foreign minister, who is in charge of Soviet affairs. In Whitehall, this cool farewell from the Soviets was being seen today as a snub. Mr. Gromyko himself was expected to visit London this year, but the trip is now thought to be in jeopardy. A Foreign Office statement issued said, Britain naturally regrets that it was not possible for Sir Ian Sutherland to see Mr. Gromyko before he left Moscow. We shall be considering any reasons the Soviet side give us as to whether this apparent lack of courtesy should have any implication for the level of access which the Soviet ambassador is accorded in London. A full round of Irish news is carried on Magic 103 FM. Now look at the weather for the Bay. Mostly dry and sunny with a risk of outbreaks of rain. Temperatures a high of 17 degrees Celsius. Wind southerly, light, force 2 or 4. The prospects for northwest England, Scotland, Wales and the Isle of Man. Some bright periods, but cloud developing with a risk of showers. Temperatures a high of 16 degrees Celsius. Wind south to southeasterly, light, force 3 or less. Compiled from the wires of the Press Association, this is ABC Network News. Now for a further roundup of the Irish news, the Minister for Defence, Mr. Patrick Cooney, said today there will be a strong government protest against the attack on the top Irish officer in Lebanon by Israeli-led militiamen. Mr. Cooney said that Irish soldiers had been molested and this situation was totally unacceptable. He said the assault was doubly unfortunate as it had taken place while the President of Israel, Dr. Chaim Herzog, was on a state visit to this country. Garthy have now boarded the trawler, the Marita Ann, at Finet Harbour. There's been an overnight standoff since yesterday's violent clashes between crew members and a Navy boarding party. The crew on the boat were suspected of illegal fishing. Today's boarding party at Finet Harbour included a fisheries officer and the inspecting party searched the boat. A Newry man has appeared before a special court in the town, charged with the murder of Eugene Francis Mulholland. That's the 42-year-old Omagh man whose body was found in a Newry car park on Tuesday morning. 19-year-old Anthony Jared McVie of no fixed address was remanded in custody to Belfast Magistrates Court at the end of the month. That's the news on Magic 103 FM. The time is now 5 minutes past four. There will be another Magic News update at 4:30. Magic
103. There's great excitement, fun and entertainment to be had this weekend at the RDS, at Ireland's first ever summer spectacular. See Europe's most exciting and daredevil stunt performers. There's Don Lindbergh's Dive of Death, the motorcycle Madmen, the great Crossini, Mr. Mystery, the man with bionic eyes, plus scores of other acts and attractions. Fun and entertainment to make this a day out you will not forget. And you can meet Coronation Street's Vera Duckworth. It's the best entertainment value ever. Saturday and Sunday, 1:30 to 7:30 at the RDS.
never knew that what was wrong, oh baby, wasn't right. We tried to find what we had. Tears said this was all we shared. We were scared this affair would lead I love into something happened along the way. Just a day was all we had. Something happened along the way. Used to be happy, sad.
Earth, Wind & Fire, After the Love Is Gone. Easy listening music on Magic 103. The time is 9 minutes past four. Now, I must confess, the letter that I read this morning in The Independent did catch my eye. It's a subject that I've thought about the odd time, and it's the general subject of telephonists or receptionists and their importance to a business in general. I have fairly fixed views on this. But the letter came in from Yvonne Hamilton, and I hope she won't object if I read it out. I would like to hear your opinions. She writes, "Sir, I really could not contain my anger and dismay on the report in your newspaper on the receptionist telephonist of the year. It was totally negative, untrue, grossly unjust picture that was painted of receptionists, telephonists. The majority, readers were informed, were rude, impolite, incompetent. Please allow me to put things a little more in perspective for readers, many of whom are employers themselves. The receptionist telephonist in 1985, in many cases, not only has to deal with a switchboard and handle clients in reception, she also dictatypes and may have to act as a telex operator. She at all times has to be friendly, helpful, polite, no matter how she herself is feeling. She receives telephone abuse, is accused of not giving messages, not returning phone calls, cursed at, and has many phones slammed at her. The list is endless. Yet, she does not falter. She's the first person one comes in contact with in any large or small firm, plays a vital role. But sadly, in many cases, she's just thought of as the girl who answers the phones. This girl, I work in a large firm of solicitors as a receptionist, telephonist, dictatypist, and telex operator. At all times, I try to keep everyone happy, and no matter how I'm feeling, give as near as 100% of my best as I can. This is the case with hundreds of girls around the country, and of that, I've no doubt." Now she goes on to say, "Please, in future, spare a thought for the receptionist telephonist. She deserves it because you can be sure that she gives more than just a thought to her job." Now, the Independent, the unflattering opinion of the average telephonist came from Mr. Mike Murphy, chief executive of the Golden Pages and not the Irish Independent. So a slight disclaimer at the end. But I would like to hear your views as to whether you think the standard of telephonists and receptionists is good, or is it bad, or what is the exact position? Anybody want to ring and give an opinion? The telephone number is 606-422 if you want to give an opinion. While you think about it, it's only a telephone call away. It could be a bit of fun. I'd like to hear your views. Here are the Bee Gees.